right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Bristol Motor Speedway. We are now joined by Casey Kane, driver of the number 95 Thorn Wellness Chevrolet this weekend here at Bristol. And a little bit of news this week with Casey. So we're just going to open it up for media questions. So if you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Who would like to kick us off? All right, we'll start with Jeff and then go to Bob.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I guess, how long had this really been going on in your head, and had you been thinking about this? Obviously, you didn't even tell Larson and people like that, I guess, at last week. So how hard was it to keep it to yourself as well?
Yeah, I mean, it was, it's been on my mind for a while. I mean, truthfully, last, 2 years at Hendrick and then the year here at LFR, just like as far as competition, I haven't been as competitive as what I want to be. And so I would say, you know, over the last 3-4 months, it started getting on my mind, like, man, do I need to find other things to do and think of other things to do? And I just finally made that decision, you know. But it's definitely been there for a few months, I would say, this year. And LFR is working very hard to make improvements, even get better from where we're at right now. And that was exciting to me. So it, you know, kept me in it a little bit longer, but then I finally just decided, you know, that it's time to do something different. And, you know, I love NASCAR. It's been, to me, it's been such a big part of my life, and I've enjoyed every bit of it, and will keep watching and keep coming to the races when I can and things like that, and supporting dirt car racing, supporting all the racing. I mean, I was thinking last night of how many different types of cars I raced over the last 25 years, and it's been crazy to think of all of the cars and the success that I've been able to have in so many different cars and things like that. So it's just something that I always truly have enjoyed, and but need to just back off a little bit and not do it quite as much as what I have because the you know, it's just the time that I'm missing a bit with him. I actually get so much time with Tanner, and that's one thing I saw people say, like, you just, you know, you'll get more now, and I will, but I get a ton of time with Tanner, but it's just going to be different time now. You know, it's not always going to be on the weekdays. Now it can be weekends. We can go to a football game. We can go to a baseball game, just do things and not be completely thinking about racing while I'm with him or while I'm at a dinner or so many different things that go on throughout a week. Or a year, my mind is always in racing, and it's all I've thought about for 25 years. It's all I've wanted to do and figure out how to get better as a driver, as a team, understanding the cars, all those things. You know, how can I get better? And it's all that's been on my mind. So to just back off of that a little bit, I think will be really refreshing and be really good for me and my family, friends, things like that.
All right, Bob.
Bob Pocker, CSPN. From everything we know, Bob Levine was talking to you, and it sounded like you had offers. How do you walk away from money on the table?
Yeah, I mean, that was one part of it, was, you know, the money side. And I, you know, I had some neat opportunities with Levine. We're, you know, working together for the season, and it was going to keep getting better. There was money there. There was a few other offers that I had received over the last month and just options that we could talk about, things like that. And it felt really good to have that. But at the same time, it wasn't necessarily about that anymore. And I didn't feel that I could seriously race all of next year and be completely committed 100%. And I feel like there are guys out there that can be, and that should have those opportunities over me at this point in time, because I don't feel like I can be that guy, you know, from this point on.
All right, Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. I guess that'd be over to your right.
There you
When you take a look at some of the other guys that have walked away in recent years, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Carl Edwards, you know, you see all the, I guess, the difference in their life, a little more fullness to it. Is that kind of one of the things you looked at in this thought process about how how it could be ideally for you and your son and you and your life moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely looked at that and thought about that, and I see, you know, good things out of those people and what they're doing and the happiness in their lives. So that was something that crossed my mind, but at the same time, it was more about kind of where I was, and I have some ideas on business. I still love my sprint cars and want to be close to that and keep that going. You know, we want to grow that and keep it as strong as it can be, because I've been part of short track racing basically since I left it to come to NASCAR. So I want to stay part of that. And I think that there's some really good opportunities out there that I can do and still be close to racing, but just not into it, you know, totally 100% all the time like I have been the last 25 years.
All right, we're going to come back and go Nate, Jim, and Caleb.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Casey, you were in, as we understand it, an interesting situation in that I think you had one more year left after leaving Hendrick, like on that deal. So could you have essentially just walked away after last year and been under contract this year? I mean, did you use this year as sort of like a way to just evaluate if this is what you want to keep doing, knowing that you were still going to be under contract for one more year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, this year with a new team, kind of a new outlook, small team, you know, I was that opportunity that Bob Levine gave me. That was exciting to me going into the season. At the end of last year, I was it was actually kind of like mid-August when we first started talking, and it was going to be fresh, new, you know, something different. It was exciting to me, so I wanted to give it, you know, one more shot with a different group and a different company, and I did that, and we've had some success this year. We've also had races where, you know, we all wanted them to be better, and then we've had some races that weren't good at all, and but the successful days, you know, make me happy on Monday and excited to come back for that next race. And but I just kind of ran out of, you know, that anymore. Like I'm just happy to finish these final 12 the best that we can and enjoy it with the guys and try to get some good results and then, you know, do something a little different after that.
If you were just walk away last year, you still would have gotten paid though this year?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Jim?
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Do you find it curious, or you have a why it's so difficult for fans and even some media in motorsports to understand why drivers want to walk away when they do? You know, there's still people who probably think Carl Edwards is going to show back up anytime now, and people were throwing out reasons, like, you know, quote, real reasons why you probably may have been leaving. Why is it so difficult, you think, for people to understand that what you say is a legitimate reason, or as Bob mentioned, you know, leaving money on the table? Why is that so hard for people to believe?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but it was last night I started looking at social media, and I hadn't looked at it a bunch throughout the day, so it was really interesting and felt really good to read a lot of that and see kind of the impact that I've brought to racing in a way. And I think so much about it as basically, you know, the person that I am and who I am and how I was raised. And I go back to kind of the same reasons why I've kind of had enough at this point. And that's, you know, when I was young, my dad was all about, if you do something, you do it 100%. And you just, you know, you put everything you have into it. And when my parents finally said yes for me to go racing at 14, I was like, it was 100% from that point on. And it's all that I've, kind of like I was saying, it's all that I've thought about. It's all that I really think about when we're having fun, when we're, whatever it may be, I'm still there. I'm still thinking about racing. And I think it just gets to be a lot, you know, 25 years later, it's just a lot. And it'll be nice to not have that on my mind full time, you know. So that's kind of my biggest reason, is just to think more about him, think about other things in life and things that I want to do, achieve, and just not be so deep and into racing for a little bit, you know. And I think that'll be really nice for me. I also had, you know, the side from texts and emails, phone calls, mentions, things like that on social, and it's, you know, kind of the person that I've been and the way I've treated people. And to me, that's all about my mom and the respect side. And she was always about like treat people the way you want to be treated and respect people, and they'll respect you back. And so I've been like that, whether it was fans, whether it was sponsors, owners, mechanics, like whoever I've been associated with in racing. And I see a lot of that last night. So that makes you feel pretty good to know that and just to know how much I put into racing and how much I love racing.
All right. Caleb and then Woody.
Caleb Whistler kicking the tires out. When the checkered flag falls at Homestead and you look back on your career, is there any regrets that you kind of are going to remember? Or, and if you look 5 to 10 years down the road, will this time in NASCAR be considered a satisfying part of your life?
Yeah, absolutely be satisfying. I've, to me, I've won 20 cup races. It says 18, but that all-star race was just as hard as the others. The 150 I had to beat Tony. That was just as hard as the others. So, yeah, I feel like it's, hey, I would love to win a championship, love to have 30 race wins, you know, but that didn't happen, and I'm fine with that. And I feel like the things that did have been great. I got to basically make a run and, you know, live in an awesome time in NASCAR from 04 till now. And, I mean, it feels great to be part of that part of NASCAR for sure.
All right. Woody, then Jerry.
So Woody came with MRN. Casey, I was looking at your throwback scheme for Darlington back to the Evernham days, and I wonder if you're especially now going to be kind of a nostalgic guy and remember a lot of stuff, or are you a focused guy and looking at the now and when you go to race there, especially at Darlington?
Well, the Darlington race to me has been, you know, just such a cool race since they changed that, and we're, you know, bringing back paint schemes from the past and things, and for my team to do kind of our 06 scheme, which was my best year with wins, that was, you know, I think the car looks great. It turned out awesome, 95, and with Dumont Jets, and yeah, I think I'm really happy about it too. I saw a lot of fans were excited about the look, and I'm the same way. So yeah, I think the Darlington weekend's great, and glad that I'll get to run that car and kind of remember a lot of that year in 06 with Kenny Francis, who was, you know, the biggest part of my entire career.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN, over here to your left. Last year, you know, Carl left at 37, you left at 38, Jeff's gone. Do you think this is a trend for, and it's going to continue to get younger? These younger drivers don't have kids. They don't have families like you know, are talking about. Do you think that as they see their families begin and as they get more mature, that we're gonna see younger drivers in NASCAR because they're get, you know, when you get to 35, 36, 37 years old, you're wanting to spend time and do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough to say. I feel like everybody's a little bit different, and you know, for me, this is a great time for me to slow down a bit, but I don't know, the kids are so good coming up. It doesn't matter if you're at outlaw kart races, if you're in the truck series, the Xfinity Series, Cup Series, the kids that are coming up and what they can do right off the bat and how quickly they can learn is unbelievable. And they show that skill and they get in a good car and they can perform with a good team. And it's great to see. You know, there's going to be some young guy who's going to have a great opportunity because of me getting out of the 95. I know that. That's going to open up a door for someone, and timing will be perfect on what you know, what they've done over the last couple months to get that opportunity. But I don't know how people kind of their outlook on, you know, when they retire or backpedal or any of that is, but this is perfect for me, and it could probably be a lot different for a lot of people as they go.
All right, we'll go to Chris, and then we'll end with Gluck.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchLines.com. Casey, your statement yesterday said that you were retiring from NASCAR full-time, but kind of leaves it open-ended where you maybe could come back and do some other types of racing in NASCAR. Can you kind of elaborate if you had the opportunity to come help a team or race the Eldora truck race or something along those lines, that you would consider it?
Right, yeah. I feel like I can still go out and win races and be competitive. So, you know, why be completely done if there was an opportunity to do a couple races, a Daytona 500, a Brickyard, whatever it, you know, may be, or maybe never, you know, drive another cup car after Homestead. I'm not sure, but I still love racing. I know I'm going to be a big part of racing from here out. I'll still be around. So, if I could help out at some point, I'd love to get in a car probably and still do some driving.
All right. Clark?
Yeah, I just wanted to know about how much, like, sprint car racing and dirt racing you plan to be doing. Obviously, it doesn't sound like you're going to go, like, full-time on World of Outlaws or anything. But how much do you think you'll see an increase in that?
I think I'll definitely do a little bit more. You know, I feel like our teams are very good. Last week with Brad Sweet winning the Knoxville Nationals was a huge part for KKR, a dream for a lot of us to win that race, and that was special to be there and cheer him on. And I still love that race, and that's where I started. That's how I learned how to drive. So I feel like I could see myself doing 40 or 50 sprint car races next year. Definitely not a full deal, because that doesn't do me much good for backing off a bit. But you can do 40 or 50 races in about 3 months in that deal and still have, you know, 8-9 months to do other things. So it's I think we can have fun in sprint car racing for sure, and then also have some business opportunities down the road.
All right, yes, we'll take two final questions, one from Bob and then Jim.
So is your sprint car racing self-sufficient? I mean, without any money coming in from a cup ride, would you be able to keep running the sprint car team at the level it is?
Well, we'll have to. It's definitely will change it up a little bit, but we'll work really hard. We've had really, you know, strong partners and sponsors over the years, and I feel like we can carry a lot of that. Myself and Mike Kerb have worked together to have two or three teams with the World of Outlaws since 2006. So yeah, I think we can push pretty hard and try to bring in enough money and do it right and still have two World of Outlaw teams, and then myself 40 to 50 times would be ideal for us at this point.
All right, one final question from Jim.
Just a quick question. You mentioned the 95. Have you offered to, or do you expect that you may play a role in finding your successor, and have you offered to kind of help that organization as it makes its transition going forward?
Yeah, I've told him that I'd love to help out or advice or anything, any way that I could. I feel like I see a few guys out there that could probably fill that spot and do a really nice job. I also have a great relationship with the sponsors that we built this year and that they were building when I got into the car. And I feel like it'd be great to keep those relationships going as well. So, yeah, I'm all in to help the 95 and be part of that team any way that I can, as they kind of transition to what they're going to do next year.
Casey, we appreciate your time today. Yeah. We wish you the best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.